2007, and both myself, Dennis Joseph Jestad, my co-host, Carolyn Randon, are very excited this evening. If you've gone to our site or looked at any of the postings recently, you know our guest this evening is Jeff and Linda Hoppe from the Crimson Circle. Welcome, and Jera, are you there?
I'm here.
Great. You know, this all happened so very, very quickly. Jera and I have been very aware and been listening every Saturday, the first month of every Saturday, to the Crimson Circle, which anyone can go to if they go to thecrimsoncircle.com. And every Saturday there's a three-hour...
Oh, excuse me, Dennis. It's the first Saturday of every month.
The first Saturday of every month. And we do actually tune in almost every Saturday and listen for 3 hours in a very warm, feeling like you're going home atmosphere. There's some very profound messages coming through. Not only profound, but a lot of fun and a lot of laughter. And this is what attracted us right at the beginning, because it was a lot of fun, and the information that was coming through was at the same time something that would stay with you for the rest of the day, the rest of the week, or the rest of your life. And their broadcast comes out of Coal Creek Canyon in Colorado, and they have at least 50 or 60 people that come from all over the world just to be there and partake in that. And of course, at the same time, there's a live broadcast, a video broadcast, so that anyone who has a computer can join in. And we certainly invite you to do that, and you're going to find out why tonight. Ourselves, it was an amazing event that led up to actually being here. 4 days ago, Jera was reading the newsletter that Jeffrey had written just at that time after finishing a shout, and a little disappointed that one of the major influencers, which is Tobias, which he also brings through, and it was during that time that Jera walked into my room. I was recording at that time, and I had the record button on, and she said, you know, we have to get through. Hello, I hear a beep. We have to get through and have both Linda and Jeff Hoppe on our show. And it happened so quickly. And as Tobias would say, and so it is, and here we are. And I'd certainly like at this time to say hello to Linda and Jeff Hoppe. Welcome to DreamPath.
Hello, Dennis and Jer. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Dennis and Jeff. Sigh of relief, we're at least connected.
And it feels good.
We're fine. We are great, and this is the highest of honors to have you on our show at such short notice, and to tell the rest of the world that is not familiar with Crimson Circle what they have been missing, because it is been such an experience for me in the last 4 years, listening to these amazing channelings, finding these channelings are indeed ourselves, and stepping forth into our own power with humor, grace, and joy. So thank you ever so much for being with us tonight, Jeff and Linda.
Well, thank you. It's a real joy. And as I was listening into the introduction, I can feel a tremendous amount of energy on the line here tonight between the four of us, but also with all the listeners listening in. And I know also Tobias is sitting here. He loves a good interview.
Well, just to, perhaps you can let our listeners know a little bit about Tobias and how this all began way back in 1997, I think it is, and how the channelings began. Just a bit of information for those who are not familiar with yourself and Linda and the work that you do.
Great, yeah. Now, this is a four-hour show, right? So I have plenty of time to talk about it.
Oh,
yeah, I love talking about the whole story, but I'll give the short version tonight, Jared and Dennis, and the listeners. And you're right, it was 1997, and I was on an airplane flight. I was a business guy, and Linda and I had our own business that we operate here in Colorado, and then I was involved in an aviation business as well. Coming home one night on an airplane flight and kind of nodding off and, you know, not sleeping but not awake, when suddenly I felt a very, very large presence, just almost like somebody be walking right in front of you. I could just feel the energy. And I have to say that I wasn't particularly metaphysical, spiritual, or anything at the time. Probably more just a business person than anything. But I felt this tremendous presence, and he announced himself as Tobias. I could actually hear the voice outside of me, so much so that for a moment there, I thought it was a person sitting in the seat next to me talking, and I quickly realized it wasn't. And Tobias and I proceeded to have an hour-long flight, hour-long chat the rest of the flight. And, you know, it was kind of funny. The next day, I was still kind of feeling high and wonderful as a result of it. But, of course, my skepticism, my mind got in the way, and it started to discount it. And actually, I was thinking that perhaps I was just working too hard and all of a sudden hearing voices. And
right.
But Tobias came in again. It was about a week later on my way home from work, and said we had a lot of work to do, and it was time to get on with it. So that was kind of the beginning.
That was the beginning, and it has certainly grown dynamically over a very short period of time. Just to let our listeners know as well, I mean, there's at least 100,000 visitors each month from all corners of the world. And I understand about 25,000 plus listeners to the shouts that happen on each the first month. First week of the month.
First Saturday, right. Yeah, actually, we have about, right now, about 260,000 visitors per month on the website from about 133 different countries. And it's just amazing how it's really grown. Back after Tobias first started talking to me, he took me through about a year of what I call spiritual basic training, where he would come in every night on my way home from work. I had about an hour drive, and he would come in and teach me different lessons. But what he was really teaching me was how to feel, how to be aware of energies that were visible and invisible. And it took a year because I was kind of a tough student. I was very resistant to a lot of the things. But, it finally worked to the point where I've been able to feel a variety of different energies, you know, from people, from animals, from ghosts, and you know, the non-physical beings as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so after the basic training with Tobias, I ended up working with a psychologist for I guess almost about a year of time up here in Colorado. And when she had a very tough client, you know, just couldn't break through, she would bring me in, and of course I would channel Tobias for her and for the client. And Tobias would provide some very, very interesting past life or even current life perspective on why they were in some of the situations they were in. And I've often chuckled about it and wondered if, you know, if this was something psychologists should be doing, but it really worked wonders. And from there, we just started meeting as a very, very small group here in Colorado, literally in our living room where I'm sitting right now. And within a couple of months, the group outgrew our living room, and now it's grown into this worldwide organization. As I mentioned, we have about over 250,000 visitors per month to the website.
The reason that the people are so attracted to this is, there's so much. When we listen to the regular news, the day-to-day things that are going on in the world, which many of us realize is just the Matrix talking in many different ways. But at the same time, the information that's coming through, because it is so powerful, what is the changes that are happening in people's lives, and everyone's trying to understand what's happening within themselves. And coming to the Crimson Circle is something that's inspirational, because really the teachings are about people empowering themselves and doing that through inspiration, and understanding that they are the creator, that they are the person who is creating their lives. They're responsible for their lives. And there's an expression, you are God also, that certainly came up in a number of the shouts earlier on and still does. Now, I understand you grew up as a Catholic.
And yes, Linda and I actually... We're recovering Catholics, I guess. Linda and I grew up in the Midwest United States in a little town called Appleton, Wisconsin. And we were both born and raised Catholic. And, it was a nice background. It's more of a social thing in the Midwest than anything. We did the obligatory going to church and that, but I don't think Linda and I ever really terribly bought into the whole thing. As a matter of fact, once we got married, we didn't go to church and weren't particularly religious during any of that time, although we were spiritual, but we weren't studying it or practicing it.
Yeah, and that way you can certainly feel it. And there's something going on in your life during that time that has led up to this point in time. And I'm sure as you look back now, that some of that, even those things are serving you well too, just viewing it or perspective in a whole new way, which is what the Crimson Circle brings, is a brand new perspective, and what you talk about, which is the new energy, which is here now. And many of us are finding ways to work, play, have fun with the new energy, and communicate with each other in a way that we were always meant to. Perhaps you can expand on that part. And also, we haven't heard from Linda yet. Hello, Linda.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Very good. Welcome to Dream Path. When you work together, yourself and Jeff, you're such a big part of this. Behind the scenes, right there in front of the camera as well. But if it's like myself and Jara, quite often I'm here at the forefront, but it's really Jara who's doing all the work in the background.
Jeff works pretty hard. I certainly wouldn't take that away from him.
No.
It's truly a work of love.
Mm-hmm. And I actually want to ask Linda if she would share with you and with the listeners also, when I finally told Linda that I was talking to this this entity by the name of Tobias, it was almost a year after I'd been working with him. And I just wanted to kind of keep it to myself and always wondering about the reality of the whole thing. But one day I just felt so good about it and had developed such a close relationship with Tobias. And one day I sat Linda down and announced to her that I had a friend who she hadn't met yet and who she was going to be meeting very, very soon. And anyway, Linda, if you wouldn't mind sharing your story, how you felt when your husband, who was a business guy, came and told you he was talking to angels.
You know, it's one of those things where we'd already been together a number of years, and when you love someone and, you know, they come to you and you can feel their heart, as different as the whole thing sounded, you know, it was easy to immediately feel that it was genuine and sincere and coming from a loving place. It was interesting because Jeff hadn't said anything about it, and yet to be close to someone, it was easy to feel that there was a lot of distraction, and it was hard to know what it was. So in a sense, to find out that this distraction that I had been feeling was an angel was actually kind of a comfort. But the whole thing comes from a very loving, loving place, and I don't think you can be around someone that you love and care about and hear their heart like that and not immediately know that it's very special, regardless of what you'd ever heard before. And Tobias has certainly been an incredible loving force in our life as well. It's certainly brought a really wonderful richness of experience to our life.
And actually, at one point in talking to Linda about it, she said, well, I'd like to talk to Tobias. And so I said, okay. And we sat down here in our living room, and I did my breathing and brought Tobias in. And right away, it was like Tobias and Linda had known each other forever, which they probably have. And they had a great time. Linda was very at ease with the whole thing.
Actually, I'll add a piece to that. I'm going to interrupt now and tell you that Jeff actually said to me, he said, I want you to just test this. So he suggested that I come up with some questions. And I said, do you really mean that? And he said, yes. And so I sat back and created a list based on, I thought, what questions would Jeff never want to answer that an angel might? And so it was quite sweet in a way, because I asked really tough questions and then got incredibly wonderful answers. So it was really funny for me, because Jeff gave me permission to ask anything. So it was pretty funny when Tobias came in. He was very candid. He was very clear. It was clear who he was. And so that was actually kind of fun for me, because I got to ask really tough questions to test and see what this was really about.
And the fact is that the fact is that Tobias and Linda actually hit it off really well. I actually felt like kind of a third wheel in the whole thing, and it got to the point. Linda always says it when we're in a workshop in front of people. She says, "Jeff, would you tell everybody here why you don't do private channels for me anymore?" And I say, "Yeah, because you and Tobias teamed up against me." So. So it's been very, very interesting.
It has, and this has been going on since when you're broadcasting and now traveling to all parts of the world, getting invited by other Chambra who have arranged a place so that you can conduct some of the classes that you do, and because those have been developed as well. Things like the Dreamwalker, I think Jermaine's Dreamwalker dressed transitions. You have the Crimson Circle School, The Joy of Life, coming up in January 2008, and a number of workshops that you hold, whether it's in the U.S. or Canada or England or Transylvania or Australia. And this is where very large groups come together and actually spend about 3-4 days, sometimes even a week, working on some very specific areas. We can't talk about them all. maybe there's just a highlight here or there that you can bring up about some of these travels.
Well, the travels have been incredible for Linda and I, and again, it's nothing we ever imagined that we'd be doing, but just this year alone, we put on over 80,000 miles in the first half of the year. We've gone to Israel, Finland, Germany, Canada. Gosh, I can't even think of all the places that we've been. Switzerland. So we've definitely. That's probably our favorite thing is going out and meeting with Chambra, which is the name that Tobias has kind of given all of us. And
yes.
Chambra really means. I think it's actually a Hebrew derivative, and it actually means family of home or family of solidness. And it's interesting, it's a name that people all over the world have really adopted for themselves. And if they call themselves Chambra, and it means a lot to them. But so we've been all over the world and plan to continue doing so. When we're at home here in Colorado, the first Saturday of the month, Tobias does something called a shoud. It's spelled S-H-O-U-D. And a shoud is a little different than a regular channel because basically what Tobias is doing is gathering the energy of everyone who's here in Coal Creek Canyon, Colorado, everyone who's listening in online on the internet, and kind of collects all the energy and then repeats back what's already within us. So,
yeah.
Dennis and Jarrah, if you listen to the channels like you have,
yeah.
You can probably feel it's part of you as well as Tobias and everyone else.
Very much so, very much so. And it is so current, and it really does feel like Tobias is speaking personally to you, and that's where the inspiration comes in, because the communication is happening right in the heart. You know, you can feel it yourself, that communication is saying something currently and assisting in bringing in a better way of doing things. So just more insight, more awareness. And that's wonderful. But the other thing is you can even go back 2 years and listen to a show from there, and they are still very pertinent, very... They still have a power. They are still current in their own right, and that's what also is amazing about this. So, listeners, you can go at any time to crimsoncircle.com, listen in on Saturday, or go to the archives and listen to some of the recent archives and shows that are on there. There's the actual channel itself, and then questions and answers afterwards, and they're fascinating.
Yeah.
So and. To listen to. Go ahead, Jeff.
And the shouds are, they're classic. I mean, there's just some incredible, it's both timely and classic, some wonderful information. And Tobias has a very unique style. The other thing I was going to mention is the questions and answers are actually live audience questions and answers that come up. And they're incredibly warm, but also very, very humorous. Tobias loves to have fun.
That is something that can only be experienced by actually listening and being there. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners have. For those who haven't, definitely get the insights. But it is just a good time. You really feel like you're at home while visiting. And you know, there's so many other aspects that come into this as well. You also channel Saint Germain, and as well as Tobias and Katumi, and these are wonderful guests that come through. They're definitely different energies, but at the same time, very relevant. And for ourselves, Saint Germain, some of the shows that were happening in the recent past were amazingly powerful, and we helped. Help Jarrah and I move on to a few projects that, you know, we're just sitting on the shelf, as it were.
What's interesting
funny,
that...
Jeff and Linda, I'm going to quote you from your last show, Jeff. This is Jeffrey Hoppe speaking. If you are listening to the show for the first time, yes, this is a spiritual gathering, but it is in the new spiritual energy. It does not look, smell, or feel too much like the old spiritual energy because we are Shambra.
I love it. That's great. I'm glad I said that.
Well, so am I.
Well, and we do have
that's got to tweak a lot of people's interest that are sitting here listening to us tonight wondering what it is all about. Well, it's very much a part of everyone listening. Anyone who's listening to BBS Radio is going to resonate to this information that comes through these shows. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all of them. I've never come away from any of the shows being disappointed, not getting what I needed for the rest of the month. It's just been an awesome journey with you two, and it's been one of my dreams to meet you, and here you are. Thank you so much.
Well, I can't wait till we actually meet in person.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is something that Linda pointed out.
Wine and chocolate.
Yes. Well, it's something that Linda's pointed out that Tobias, Saint Germain, and Katumi have all had something in common. Linda, what is that?
Well, they've all been human, so they sort of have a real connection to the experience and compassion for it.
So they're not entities that are sitting up on some high, lofty realm, but have never been in physical body. They've all been here on Earth before, so they have a very, very deep understanding of the human journey.
And respect for it.
Yeah, and tremendous amount of compassion. So much so that, Tobias is looking forward to coming back into being human. But if you look, and we'll talk about that in just a moment, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I wanted to point out that Tobias is very loving. He's got kind of a grandfather kind of energy, very, very, very loving. And I know when people listen to Tobias, they just feel that tremendous sense of acceptance and love and a very warm. Saint Germain, when he comes through, I guess I would describe it as being arrogant and brash.
He's gotten better.
But, well, he does it on purpose. Saint Germain is one of the greatest actors of all time, and he loves doing that. And Dennis and Jarrah, as you know, he comes in and he'll push your buttons.
Yes.
And he'll talk tough, and he's very, very precise with what he says. And then Katumi, who also was in physical body up until late 1800s, has a tremendous sense of humor. I mean, he can get the audience just roaring with laughter, but yet deliver a beautiful, elegant spiritual message.
You know, Saint Germain likes to push people out of their comfort zone.
Exactly.
Yeah, and those combinations are just so beautiful, and it helps everyone. And it's so true that the compassion that comes through, because as Linda was saying, these spirits, are so understanding of the human condition as it is now, and can communicate because of that. As you say, they're not on some high pedestal. It is very real. It is very down to earth, and that's where the warmth comes in, and the heart comes in, and that is so helpful. Another thing that was mentioned on the last show, one of your guests was asking about music, which is something that maybe, as you know, is my heart's desire. I love to write music. And I think it was being mentioned by Tobias that more of this was going to be coming through because music was probably the best expression of spirit that you could think of. Now, I don't want to take away from the other arts, but there's something about music and singing and people coming together in that way that truly can get so close to spirit and who we are.
Well, it's kind of interesting that Elias has talked about music for quite a while, and basically he said, we, the angels, we said, we love human music. And he says, you know, we got nice music up here on this side, but we listen in on the human music because it truly tells the story of the human journey. And
wow.
He said it has so much soul. It's kind of like angelic country western, I guess, because it tells a story. It's not just Tobias said, you know, I get tired of the twinkle music over here on this side, whereas the human music is such a vehicle. But in this last show that you're referring to, Dennis, he actually said that music is going to become even more important in the new energy because it actually is a vehicle for distributing or carrying new energy, literal new energy. So woven into the music itself, into the notes and the words and the overall consciousness of the music, you can actually put in this element of new energy.
And, you know, that's what's so wonderful right now, because of the new technology, the internet, a whole new way of getting to people who want to listen, to people who want to access this kind of music now is possible. More than it ever has been before.
Absolutely. And, you know, I had an interesting phone call today with a fairly well-known musician in New York City, and is one of my favorites. We play his music at all the Crimson Circle events. His name is Jay Ralph. And I was talking to him today, and he will be a featured speaker at our conference in Taos, New Mexico in a couple months. But it's funny because he told me, he said, you know, I can't read music. I can't write music. I don't really play any instruments. He said, but I hear the music. I hear it in another realm. And he said, I just kind of bring it in and have people who know music then put it into the structure so it can be played. But he said, do you think maybe I'm channeling? And I said, absolutely.
That's what music feels like. It does for me. I know when I am in that place and recording music or playing music live, that there's that certain space where it becomes so easy and something's just coming through the hands or playing the guitar all by itself and the voice is just coming through and you just know and you're just there. And that begins to communicate, of course, to the people who are listening. And that seems to be the important part. You were talking, I think Tobias was talking about, it's just not the notes and the melody and everything. It's that something other in there.
there's a spirit. There's a depth in it. And, you know, actually in one of the recent channels, Tobias talked about something we call sans definition, you know, without definition. He said the human language is actually very, very, very limited energetically in its ability to communicate a true concept, not just a thought, but a true spiritual concept. And he actually took the group through an exercise in getting out of your mind, going beyond words, and communicating with absolute just feeling. And that's kind of what I envision the music being like also. It truly goes beyond just the music, the words, or the notes, and actually becomes kind of a new energy symphony.
Yeah. It's amazing though, in your channels, because you're talking about the English language and the limitations, and yet there must be music in the language somehow when the channels are coming through, because although it is the English, well, what we're hearing anyways is the English language, the communication is getting through. And so there must be music in the channel.
Well, and actually, I believe there is. And I think what happens, and with anybody who's channeling and really opening up, that you're saying the words, and thank God Tobias uses relatively simple words. He has a way of stating things in a very easy, down-to-earth fashion. He doesn't get real esoteric, and he doesn't get... You're not going to be confused reading or listening to the material. But then he said that he also literally plays with my voice and injects energy into my voice, which also goes out onto the recordings, and I believe it's actually can even be embedded just in the words. But he said that during a channel, he'll play with my voice literally to allow this spiritual energy to come through.
I can believe that. There's something that happened too. I'm looking at the Quantum Leap celebration that's coming up in Taos, New Mexico, September 17th to 19th of this year. It sold out.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this is something that Tobias talked about being a very what is the word I want?
Auspicious.
Auspicious, that's good.
Time. And this was quite some time ago. We have, since hearing that, observed ourselves how the energies have been moving since that time. And it is amazing to see that it does look very much like a shift is coming of major proportions. And when people hear that, they go, "Oh my God, a shift!" Ah, but why can't it be joyful? Why can't it be?
Yeah, and he actually mentioned that date. I would say maybe 3 years ago was the first reference.
Was it that long? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and he basically pinpointed it as September 18th, 2007, which is just about 2 months away. And he said what happens at that point, you know, from their perspective on the other side, is that the combination of things, the growth or expansion of consciousness in humanity, and the acceleration of all of the events reaches such a point that we go off the old linear railroad track, so to speak, and we literally take a quantum leap into a whole new expansion of consciousness. In other words, we've been following kind of a straight path, and it's been getting faster and faster and faster. And on September 18th, 2007, boom, we bump up to the next level. And now it's interesting to note that he said on that day, nothing in particular will happen. So, you know, people are into the drama and they're wanting to know if UFOs are going to come down or whatever. He said, probably just another day. But
just another day. And interesting that you mentioned drama, because I believe that was in the last shoud or two back in June or July, where and people often when they need energy and how they feed, and I think that was talked about, what do you feed on?
Well, that was way a year ago.
And, well, no, but this is also very recent, too. And how people access energy quite often is through drama. They feel that they need drama in their life in order to feel good, to feel alive.
That's actually been an ongoing theme.
Yeah.
And but he said on September 18th, nothing in particular is going to happen, but what if you allow yourself to be tuned in, and if you are open, you're going to quickly see that in your life that there's a whole new set of potentials that was never there. And he said that, you know, it's not like everyone on Earth all of a sudden at once is going to wake up. But if you are open, you're going to see in your own life a tremendous new set of potentials that would go beyond what you could even imagine today. And it's going to be very exciting for all of us to watch this. He's made sure to say that, you know, it's not the end of the world. Nothing, there's no catastrophic 9/11 type of events necessarily going to happen. But to take a look at the potential in your own life will take a quantum leap after that day.
Yeah, this event will also be broadcast on Crimson Circle, I understand.
Yeah, we're going to broadcast the entire conference on the internet free of charge, and during the daytime portions, we've got some tremendous speakers. In addition, we'll have, of course, Tobias St. Germain and Katumi channeling. We've got a lot of music, and Dennis, every night we've got music, live bands, dancing under the stars at night, and we are going to celebrate.
You know, I have done some traveling in the U.S., in the States, and New Mexico, when I first came to New Mexico, I just went, there is an energy there that is so unique.
They literally call it the land of enchantment, and it is. It is, you can just feel it. It is it's very southwestern. A lot of the Native American energy is there, of course, which is wonderful. And it's a good place to really feel yourself and everything around you.
Well, we're going to get BBS Radio to come in and do something there as well and broadcast it or something, if that's all possible. I know it's going to be on Crimson Circle, and everybody will be able to pick it up there. Listeners, you can do this. You're listening. I'm just going to make a brief announcement. You're listening to Dream Paths on BBS Radio. Our guests are Linda and Jed Hoppe from the Crimson Circle. And we have a little bit of time. We have two numbers. Did you want to take a call in or two?
I'd love to, sure.
Yeah. Well, we have not the regular numbers, but because we're on two separate lines, we do have a third line. And for anyone who'd like to call in, the number is 530-876-9026. So it's not what you see up on your screen. In Canada, the toll-free number will work, 888-228-4494. So you have a few minutes, callers, if you'd love to call in and ask a question for Linda and Jeff Hoppe, please do call in on those numbers.
Could I quick add something that I think is really special about the Crimson Circle that is worth sharing?
Absolutely.
I'm really proud of the fact, and I know Jeff is, that it's not just about Jeff channeling and Linda and Jeff doing what we do. The really exciting piece to me is that the work is meant to teach teachers, and we're really proud of the fact that we are literally, people are coming to us, and we're literally offering them ways so that they can share with others this really very, nice work and life-changing work that people are experiencing and want to share with others. So I'm extremely proud of the fact that we have this thing called Chamber Institute, where we really we're teaching teachers to teach, whether it's Dreamwalker Transitions or Sexual Energy School. I think we're really, really proud of the fact that Jeff and I are working with a program to allow other people to go out there and share.
That is what we love about you, because you do open it up, you do share, and you do allow us to move into who they really are, and the ability to, in turn, teach. Quite often, energies in the old time would be held onto and kept secret or whatever, and it's just the opposite with this. It is totally opened up to everyone, so that they can actually expand their journey. That's what it is about, is expanding of that energy and inspiring people. And they have to find it. In the end, the individual has to decide for themselves. But this is a huge, huge assistance in that way.
I think right now we have a couple of hundred teachers worldwide that have gone through our training and certification. And they're out there teaching some of these schools that Tobias and St. Germain have come up with. Like Linda said, it includes the Dreamwalker Death. There's also a module on birth, one on ascension, which is my personal favorite, and then another one on sexual energy, which goes into what you were talking about before, Gerald, with the feeding. In the sexual energy school, Tobias talks about how we become victims, and at the same time we're abusers, but it's all about feeding off of people, you know, basically stealing energy from people to sustain or just to feel ourselves. And it's Tobias calls it a virus, and it's literally a consciousness virus that we get caught in its trap, and through the school, it helps us to understand what's going on and how to break out of that. So you learn that you don't need to feed off anybody, and you don't have to have them feed off you. You're completely self-sustaining. You have all the energy that you ever need, and you have all the answers that you've ever had questions for. And literally yesterday I got a call from somebody in Israel that had just gone to one of the teacher-presented classes in Tel Aviv, and the guy called me. He said, I just got out of the class a couple hours ago, and he said, that was the most dynamic, incredible course that I've ever taken. And I was thrilled because it wasn't Linda and I giving the class. It was one of our teachers.
Yeah. It's birthed. It's gone out. It's grown to that degree, and certainly we're aware that individuals all over the world are now actually working with these teachings in their own way and in a very because it does come from the individual, but at the same time the teachings are there for you so that it serves as an outline, as a true way of presenting this, and so that it isn't mixed up with other things. It is very, very clear. And as you said, this, just as you were mentioning this gentleman who is getting it, it works.
Yeah.
And that must make you very, very pleased, very proud.
It does. And Linda's been working with our staff on the curriculum development, you know, taking the actual channels, which are, it's 3 solid days worth of channelings on these different topics, and we've developed a very, very professional curriculum that the teachers work with when they go out, and they're having classes all over the world, anywhere from, you know, 5 to 50 students at a time, and the incredible thing is it's so fulfilling for the teachers. They're people who have wanted to be involved in spiritual work but really didn't know where to start, didn't know what to do. And we've got this wonderful training that we do, and then they go out there, and they are teachers of the new energy.
Yeah, syncretize was another beautiful teaching, and again, that recordings of that, I think it's like 7 CDs, 6 or
yeah.
7 CDs that are put together. And there's myself and Jared both, of course, have that and have listened to that on numerous occasions. So that's another way of anyone who's listening to actually pick up, get the information in a beautiful way, and that's another thing. It isn't something that's here today, gone tomorrow. It is something that lives with you because it's something that is a part of you already, and you're awakening to it. That's what happens. I think that's why it's so beautiful for individuals, because they know that it's something from within, that's within themselves. And and just as you were relating, when you're first getting to communication from Tobias, at first it's like, what is this? Is this real? But of course, as time goes on and as the communication is going, you know it's coming from a place in the heart, a warmth, a truth. And all of those things are communicated. Another thing I just have to say, you have a wonderful group of people. You have volunteers. You have also an office, I believe, in Lake Tahoe. And these individuals are all a big part of Chambra and making this happen, making it able for you and Linda to travel and work and do the things that you do.
Absolutely, and I'd have to say that we would not be able to do it if it wasn't for the staff. We've got, a group of about a dozen or more really good volunteers here in Colorado, plus Susie, our full-time assistant, who is indispensable. and then out at our Lake Tahoe office, which is really kind of the main headquarters for things, we've got an incredible staff out there who do everything from just the internet services that Michelle does. That's a full-time job, just making sure the internet is up and running, and Maggie handling Chamber Institute, and Siglinda handling production and orders coming in. And we just, matter of fact, hired a new manager for the office. He was one of our teachers over in Holland, and he's literally probably just arrived in Lake Tahoe about an hour ago from Amsterdam, and he's going to be our operations manager. Jan has a tremendous background in banking and legal and risk management, all which are really good for running an organization the size of ours.
Yeah, it has grown so much, and in order to be able to accomplish these things, all the details, all the other things, you do have wonderful people, and that is communicated as well. You know, we've got about another five, maybe 6 or 7 minutes left. It's going by so quickly.
It is.
is there something that you'd like to talk about and to our listeners at this time that we should know about? I don't know how many we have, but...
If we have about 4 more hours, and, there are a couple
of things. We'll call you back after the show.
Exactly. I guess the one thing that I'd like to point out, and I'd love to hear what Linda has to say, but what I've learned from Tobias over these past, 10 years, is to the absolute joy of human life. And I think sometimes, you know, we're down here in these physical bodies. We got tough days. We got challenges. Our bodies hurt, especially as we get a little older. It's easy to get cynical, or it's easy to get hypnotized. And the one thing I've learned from Tobias is the absolute beauty and joy of being a human. He literally says that humans come first, and then after that come the angels, and then even after the humans comes this thing we call God. He says humans are at the top. We are a group of angels who came to Earth to learn something on behalf of all the other angels who didn't have the audacity to come down here in these physical bodies. And the one thing I've learned from him is to absolutely enjoy every moment of life. And even when there's tough days, it's part of the whole joy of living. So
yes.
Much so that Tobias hasn't been on Earth since, for almost 2,000 years. And he's literally preparing his return. He recently gave us a date when he's going to be coming back to Earth in a physical body, and going to be handing over the Crimson Circle to Saint Germain. But he says, you know, I love being human, and the fact that you can touch another person, the fact that you can drink a glass of wine and you can smell the flowers. He says there is nothing greater in the universe than being a human, and that's the greatest thing I've learned from him, is the appreciation of being here.
That's exactly it. Oh, that is so true. And that is often something that I like to remind myself of at any time, just walking the streets, talking to people, and remembering that this is amazing. What is
it's
life?
Not, it's not a punishment. It's not a sentence. Yeah. And once we understand that we actually chose it, and that we can actually create our own reality, it becomes just a miracle. Every moment is a miracle. And Linda, what would you say in these waning moments of our wonderful interview?
Well, I think you've kind of said it all. You know, I like the thing that came up a couple of shows ago about the fact that, you know, if you can look at your life like an art gallery, that you've painted these paintings, and can you just stand back and appreciate all your creations?
Yeah.
It is like that. And taking the time, just the pause, to do that, and we can do that at any time. You know, being here now, the now moment is as good as any other moment, especially because it is now, and you can make the most of it. And the wonder that exists around us at this time, and this comes through so well. You know, you have the Crimson Circle schools I think it's the Crimson Circle School 3, The Joy of Life, which is coming up in January 20th, I believe, the 24th in Hawaii. And this is something that you were just talking about, the 4 days of channels, workshops, and special group outings where people can remember and experience exactly that.
Absolutely, and it's, you know, this has been such a fun, challenging at times, but a very fun thing. And it's challenging because we're dealing with something, you know, spirituality and consciousness. They're not necessarily tangible in the way that, you know, that a loaf of bread is tangible. So it really boils down to learning to trust yourself. And for everybody listening in, I would say the biggest thing is to get over this thing where you say, well, I don't feel things, because you do. Your head is telling you that you don't feel them, but actually part of the thing is you feel too much and you've shut down, and it's now it's safe to open up again and start truly feeling, not from your mind, but from your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That is a beautiful message. It is so true. We are, I guess, a minute or two left here. I'd like to take this time to let everybody know you're listening to Dream Path on BBS Radio Station 2, and we're talking and with Jeff and Linda Hoppe of the Crimson Circle. And please do join them at any time. They're so accessible. I'd have to say thank you so much for joining us and sharing what you do with hundreds, if not thousands, of people who are listening in right now. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. It is a total joy that you've been able to share with us at this time, and thank you.
And Jaron, Dennis,
so
I want to thank you for calling us and having us on your show. It's been wonderful.
Truly our pleasure.
I feel like only 15.
You'll have to come back and we'll continue this conversation.
Yeah, and
let's
anytime,
do that.
Of course, it is a very busy schedule that you're on. It's amazing that this happened the way it did. And that's part of the miracle as well. I'm sure it's meant to be. Tobias, St. Germain, Katumi, Linda, Jeffrey, thank you. And to everyone listening in, joy in your heart. Peace and brotherhood and community is all being shared. The new energy is here, and it's time to really take in your power and be joyful with it. Thank you.
And
thank you,
Dennis and Jero. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we will be ending with a wee song called Mystery Morning Light. And good night to everyone. This is Dream Path. Bye-bye.
Me the day. Hey. Hey, mystery morning light, come away with me for today. Hey, mystery morning light, come away with me for today. Yes, thunder and the rain, as the wind comes whispering in, like the shadow of your voice, it reminds me where I've been. In 100 million ways, count the clouds and look for day, flying high and circling deep, the summer and the heat. Early morning comes to me, see it in your eyes. Every morning comes like this, all the things you are. Hey, mystery morning light, will you come away with me for the day? Hey, mystery morning light, will you come away with me for today? Mystery morning, oh, mystery morning light, oh, come away with me, come away with me, mystery.